This is a gay Christ follower, an encouraging podcast for the individuals who feel like the Christians you know aren't accepting of you, with your host, Mikey Anzac. I wanted to talk about something that's been weighing heavily on my heart. Today is Sunday, March 22nd, and the topic of the day is forgiveness. Now, by dictionary definition, forgiveness is the action or process of forgiving or being forgiven. Let's give an example. She is quick to ask forgiveness when she has overstepped the line. Let me get on Safari. Let's see. Psychologists generally define forgiveness as a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance towards a person or group who has harmed you, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. Forgiveness does not mean forgetting, but it does not mean condoning or excusing offenses. There are 15 steps. There are 15 steps to being able to forgive someone. There are 15 steps. According to Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne Dyer, there are 15 steps on learning how to forgive. Step one is move on to next act. That means that embracing that the person, thing, situation that you were in was only there for a short time. In my way of understanding this, I always learned this quote that says, people are always in your life for a reason, a season, or a blessing. Actually, and that came from my time being in Montview. And it actually came from Chaplain Claire Froelich. She always said that you're always in your life for a season, a reason, or a blessing. People can come into your life for a season, a reason you need to be taught something, or a blessing to bring you something good. Step two, reconnect to spirit. Make a new agreement with yourself to always stay connected to spirit, even when it seems like the most difficult thing to do. If you do this, you will allow whatever degree of perfect harmony that your body was designed to proliferate. Turn your hurts over to God and allow spirit to flow through you. Seek God. Look for God. Look to God. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness for your anger. Ask for forgiveness for the other person. Pray about forgiveness. Look at this situation like you're God, in a way. You are not God. God's in you, but you are not God. Think maybe there's a reason why this happened. You know, maybe there's a reason why this person did this. Step three, do not go to sleep angry. Do not go to sleep angry, it says in the Bible, actually. Which is Bible verse, bed, sorry, I'm searching on the Bible app. Let's see. It's Ephesians 4:26. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. That pretty much means do not go to bed angry. Because when you go to bed angry, that means that you get to wake up angry. And it puts a seed of anger in your soul and in your heart. Step 4. Switch the focus from blaming others to understanding yourself. Don't blame yourself either. Shift your mental energy to allowing yourself to be with whatever you're feeling. Let the experience be as it may without blaming others for your feelings. Just allow the experience to unfold and tell yourself that no one has power to make you uneasy without your consent. Look to yourself to understand why you were angry. Tell yourself that you are willing to freely experience your emotions without calling them wrong. Accept your feelings. Take responsibility for how you choose to respond, because you cannot control other people. You can only control how you respond to people. The poet Khalil Gibran says, "Your children are not your children. They are sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you." This means that don't own people. You know, you don't own your kids. You don't own your partner. Avoid thinking or doing things that control people. Step 5, avoid telling people what to do. You, in your relationship, your friendship, your partnership, your business partnership, whoever or whatever angered you, you are only a second person. You are not a person who can control a situation. So don't get the thought into your mind that you are able to control that person, because you're not. 6, learn to let go and be like water. When you give up interfering and opt instead to stream like water, gently, softly, and unobtrusively, you become forgiveness itself. Let it go. As Elsa would say, let it go, let it go. Don't be hard. Be soft, weak, yielding, and fluid. Let yourself embrace being calm. Let yourself embrace being soft. Forgive. Don't stay angry. Step 7, take responsibility for your part. Taking responsibility for your part means looking at the situation and saying, how did I do this wrong? What did I do wrong? Why did they respond this way? How can I fix this? Step 8, let go of resentments. What causes annoyance and anger after a dispute? The generic response would be a laundry list detailing why the other person was wrong and how illogically and unreasonably they behaved, concluding with, excuse me, something like, I have a right to be upset when my blah 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 speaks to me that way, or does that to me. But after all of the yelling, screaming, and threatening words, it's time to calm down. It's time to move on from that. Don't hold a grudge. Step 9, be kind instead of right. If you're going to pursue revenge, you better dig 2 graves. You can't drink poison and expect the other person to get hurt. When you are angry, when you try to be right, when you try to say, this person did this, you know, this person did this to me, right? And I have a right to be this way. I have a right to do this. I have a right to stay angry. Then you are pretty much just saying that you are hurting yourself. You're hurting yourself by not letting go. You're hurting yourself by trying to be right. You're hurting yourself by holding a grudge. You're killing yourself by drinking the poison that was meant for them. Step 10, practice giving. Wherever you are, whenever you feel strong emotions stirring in you, and you notice yourself feeling the need to be right, silently recite the following words from the prayer of St. Francis. Where there is injury, let me bring pardon. Be a bringer of forgiveness. Be a giver of forgiveness, as he teaches. Bring light, love to hate, light to darkness, and pardon to injury. Read these words daily, for they will help you overcome your ego's demand and know the fullness of life. Prayer of St. Francis. Step 11. Stop looking for occasions to be offended. When you live at or below ordinary levels of awareness, you spend a great deal of time and energy finding opportunities to be offended. Learn to be a bigger person. Become a person who refuses to be offended by anyone, anything, or any set of circumstances. If God is in your life and somebody harms you, then you're going to find that them trying to harm you doesn't really bother you because you know that you have peace. Step 12, do not live in the past, be present. Again, it's let it go. Don't think about the past, think about the now. How are you working on yourself now? How are you doing your stuff now? How are you letting go of the past to be present now? What are you doing to forgive that person in the now? Step 13, embrace your dark times. Being depressed. Accept that you may be depressed. Accept that you may miss that person. Dark times can be accidents, tough episodes, breakups, periods of not having money, food, illnesses, abuse, and broken dreams. They happened, so you can assume they had to, and you can't unhappen them. Your part, God's part for you, God's plan for you, were those things. Forgiveness is accepting that you had to go through those things to become a better person. Embrace them from that perspective. They had to happen and you cannot change them. Accept them. Accept that they happened. Honor them. And finally transform them into being a better person. Into using those to fuel your progress. Step 14, refrain from judgment. If I'm to be a being of loving, living from my highest self, that means that love is all I have inside of me, and that is all that I have to give away. If someone I love chooses to be something other than what my ego would prefer, I must send them greetings to my higher self, which is God, and God is love. I can come up with a long list of reasons why I should be judgmental and condemnatory towards another of God's children. Why? Damn it, I'm right. Yet if I want to perfect my own world, and I so want to do so, then I must substitute love for these judgments. Give love instead of anger. When you want to judge someone for their actions, understand them from a view of love. Step 15, send love. Step 15, send love. We're all human. We do occasionally slip and retreat from our highest self into judgment, criticism, and condemnation. But that is not a rationale for choosing to practice that kind of interaction. We should never purposely hurt someone. We should send more love. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. When you say, I am happy, I am loved, I am love, I am happiness, I am forgiveness, I have forgiveness. then that means that that happiness, that forgiveness, that love, that kindness is going to come back to you. What you put out, you take in. When you think positive thoughts, all positive thoughts will come back to you. When you think negative thoughts, all the negative will come back to you. Never forget that God forgave everyone. So what are you holding that little grudge for? What are you holding that moment of hurt for? Forgive them. Let it go. Now is a time to ask God for forgiveness. Now is a time to be forgiven. Now is a time to open up your Bible. Download the Bible app on your iPhone or Android. Open up your hard copy book of the Bible. Read it. Forgive yourself. Strengthen your relationships with your family, with your friends, with the people that who have hurt you, the people that you have hurt. Open up your doors to being forgiving, loving, kind, caring. Okay? And most of all, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for you have harmed someone. Or forgive yourself for that anger. Forgive other people, forgive yourself, and choose to move closer to God. Thank you for listening to the Gay Christ Follower, an encouraging podcast for the individuals who feel like the Christians you know aren't accepting of you. Please share this on your Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, or text message the link to this episode or any of the previous episodes to the people you know who need to listen to this message. Search on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as other numerous platforms for the Gay Christ Follower. Be safe, and God bless you.